For a week, the Alaska Municipal League Conference offers workshops on all subjects related to local government. This year's agenda listed sessions with names such as Strengthening Coastal Resilience, Making the Most of Your Money, and Recruiting, Managing, and Retaining a Healthy Workforce. The first day was focused on newly elected officials. Haines' new assembly member, Craig Loomis, went to brush up on procedures and rules of discussion.
Basically, the 101 of being a new elected official. You know, Robert's rules and how meetings are supposed to go and how you go ahead and, you know, get your motions in and et cetera, et cetera.
Mayor Tom Morfitt attended the Parliamentary Procedures Workshop. He said he learned a couple things.
Oftentimes at our meetings, someone goes, point of order, point of order. Well, that's a point of order that doesn't necessarily do anything. It just asks the chair to take action on something going on in the meeting. So I think we've been kind of, that has been misapplied our proceedings a little bit. And there are a couple other ones. Motion to adjourn needs a second. We've been assuming that didn't need a second. So there are little things.
Beyond learning more about the nuts and bolts of governing, Morfitt says the gathering is an opportunity for municipal leaders to find common ground and hone their messaging. He says a few years ago, when he attended a conference as an assembly member, he had concerns about the state putting pressure on the borough to take over state responsibilities. He says the bridge to the Porcupine, 26 miles from town, used to be state property, same with the downtown harbor. He says the state gave those properties and the responsibility for maintenance to the borough in what he called a forced transfer.
So in 2016, I attended Municipal League and I said, what about these obligations that we're being asked to take on as municipalities? Isn't that unfair considering the state of Alaska has a much bigger tax base to pay for things, right? You have more people, you have a bigger base for paying for things.
Morfitt says he is pleased that the league has rallied around this concern. Opposition to policies that transfer state or federal responsibilities to local government without adequate funding is now part of the league's principles and policy statements. He says the distance between municipalities in Alaska affects elected officials.
Very often we don't understand that what is happening to us is happening to someone else, and we have power in numbers. And the municipalities right now, I think, are fairly upset with this administration for the treatment of municipalities, particularly with school funding, but also with things like these forced transfers, where the state gets to claim to the constituency, well, we've cut the budget. Well, you really haven't cut the budget. All you've done is taken your responsibilities and foisted them onto these little communities.
Morfitt says he now sees this mechanism at work with state parks. The state has recently closed the Portage Cove campground and is neglecting the Mosquito Lake campground. He says other municipalities are now paying for state parks.
I talked to the mayor of Valdez, and Valdez is paying $50,000 or $60,000 a year to pay for managing what are the state's parks. It's ridiculous.
Morfitt says he is now talking with other communities and aims to form a coalition of municipalities that have state parks. This coalition would have greater leverage with the state. He says that is a great strength of the Municipal League Conference.
When you go to AML, you get to make those bonds or make those contacts and start building these municipal coalitions, which is what you need. Because the state, just by virtue of having a larger bureaucracy, can lord over municipalities to a certain extent.
Assemblymember Natalie Dawson also attended the conference. She says a workshop on asset management planning really caught her attention.
It's a plan to look at what do we own, where is it located, what condition is it in, and how much will it cost to repair or replace it. In a local government and in a community of our size, it would help us find out what we know and what we don't know, and how we get to know more about what we need to know.
Dawson says a community can build an asset management plan around a sewer system, for example, and consider it as a system.
The idea of an asset management plan is you assess a value to your current system and then try to project out, based on its current condition, how much it's going to cost to repair or replace something.
She says having data about how much something is going to cost allows communities to plan how they are going to pay for it.
Do you have to add a new tax into a community? Do you have to pull from, you know, your savings? Because oftentimes we think about all the things we want to do, but not always do we think about, like, how much are they actually going to cost and where are we going to get the money from?
Dawson says she was surprised to hear how much communities underestimate the cost of maintaining their infrastructure.
One thing they mentioned, this Canadian network of asset managers that did this presentation, was that oftentimes when you're building something new, the capital cost is only 20% on average of what the total cost of that entity is going to be. So when you're planning for the long term and you're going to build something new, think about that cost.
She says she looks forward to learning more about the asset management planning already in effect in the borough. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePrimonil.